then all these drunks come on at Port Glasgow. The poor conductor, I felt sorry for her. She was intimidated and she was getting abuse, the staff. Why can that conductor not phone somebody to get onto that train, the police, the transport police, and do something about it? Because the way some of these staff and the way they speak to them, and there's children on there, and there's folk, they're all fearing. Mm-hmm. The folk actually got off the train, Ali, and wait for the next one.
Right, yeah, right.
They have protection for us, mm-hmm. and cleaner trains, especially the West Coast. You've got the Aberdeen, Stirling, Edinburgh. You don't get any grief. They see me, but I just don't have a different class of people. I just don't know, Ali.
Okay, let
Alex. That West Coast needs addressed.
Right, let Alex come in on that then, on the 2 points, security and the cleanliness.
Yeah, so the rolling stock, which operates down from Glasgow to Weems Bay, is some of our oldest rolling stock. We've recently deep cleaned that fleet in response to customer feedback that they thought it could be a bit cleaner. But the good news is that rolling stock is being retired from the fleet shortly, which is enabled by these new electric trains. So those trains which customers don't like are leaving our fleet, which is great news. And in terms of security, I mean, listen, Scotland's Railway is safe. It's getting safer. But as you know, antisocial behaviour is an issue on the railway as it is in society, which is why we work closely with the British Transport Police to keep our network safe and secure. We've recently invested in body cams for our customer-facing staff, and the feedback from them has been really, really, really good. They appreciate the reassurance, and they find that customer behaviour is very different when a body cam is present. We've been trialling some onboard security exercises, and the good news is that our CCTV coverage across the network is excellent. And as I said earlier on, we've invested £800,000 in our modern security centres, one at Paisley and one at Dunfermline, to provide the very safest network possible for our customers and, of course, our staff.
And I would presume that should a conductor feel really intimidated, it's easy enough for them to call ahead to the next station and get some security help on board.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's not uncommon for a train crew to, you know, bring the train to a halt and request a police response. And that's what the British Transport Police are there to do. We work closely with them to make sure that we identify trends and hotspots and put in place measures to keep our network as safe as we possibly can.